This podcast is for educational purposes only, as well as to give you general information and a general understanding of the law, not to provide specific legal advice. By listening to this podcast, you understand that there is no attorney-client relationship between you and the host of the show. This podcast should not be used as a substitute for competent legal advice from a licensed professional attorney in your state. Hello, and welcome to Business Wise with your host, John Estefanos. John is a licensed attorney in California, a real estate broker, and a serial entrepreneur. His goal is to educate and inspire business owners and entrepreneurs everywhere to achieve their dreams and set up their business to achieve the most success possible.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Business Wise. I'm your host, John. How are you guys doing? Hope you guys are having a fantastic week. Hope your week has been productive. I have been very busy at work and still taking care of my mom. She's doing well. Thanks for those of you that have been following up. She is continuing with her rehab at home, and she's doing a lot better than I thought. Today we have a topic that I've discussed before with you guys, but I feel so strong about this topic, and I see so many people still doing it wrong that I wanted to isolate. It was an episode we had early on when we started the podcast, but I'm going to kind of break it up, and I'm going to break it up and take a part of it this week, and then next time we talk, I will discuss another part. But before we get into this, I like to open the podcast up with a quote or share with you guys something exciting I read or did during the week. But I came across this quote and I thought it was very nice and I liked it. And here it goes. I've missed more than 9,000 shots in my career. I've lost almost 300 games. 26 times I have been trusted to take the game-winning shot and missed. I have failed over and over again in my life. And that is why I am successful. I'm not sure if you guys know who said this, but this is obviously the great Michael Jordan, probably the best basketball player ever. And I read that and I said, you know what, I want to share that with you guys, because it just goes to show that as great as he is, he's failed. And as great as anyone is, they failed. Doesn't matter who you are, Michael Jordan, anybody else. And if you guys remember some of my earlier episodes, I've talked to you guys about how many times I failed opening businesses and getting into business ventures and coming up with ideas that were all failures, some very, very miserable. But I kept fighting, and you guys need to do the same thing. And if there's somebody out there right now that's not doing great in their business or that has failed and their business, what I want to say to that person is, don't let this stop you. Keep going, keep fighting, and you just learn from these failures. As cliche as that may sound, but that's the only thing you can do with failure. You cannot do anything else. Look, you have to fail. You have to fail. Sometimes people tell you, you cannot succeed unless you fail. So you gotta fail. So if you know that, then all you have to do when you fail is make that a learning opportunity. Learn from it so that on the next business venture or the business idea that you come up with or you get yourself into, learn so that you don't repeat the same mistakes. But anyhow, to keep moving on, I just like that a lot. As successful as Michael Jordan is, he'll tell you that he's missed 9,000 shots. That's a lot. Obviously, it's not a lot compared to when you compare them to other people. It's probably great, but it's still a lot. You wouldn't think someone as good as Michael Jordan missed 9,000 shots in his career. So anyhow, keep going. It doesn't matter how many times you fail, okay? It just matters that you get up, and it only takes you succeeding once to make it. Okay, so today we are going to talk about, again, something I discussed before, and the reason I'm talking about it again today is because I see so many people doing this wrong. And that is the idea of paying somebody a salary. And before I go any further, paying somebody a salary means you basically pay that person a fixed monthly rate, okay? And you do so to avoid paying them the overtime, to avoid paying them lunches, etc. We'll get into that. But a lot of people want to pay their employees salary. And my whole thing to them is, well, you don't just get to choose who you want to pay a salary. You are not the decision maker when it comes to that. There is a two-pronged test or two things that an employee has to meet in order for a business owner to decide or to be able to pay them salary. Again, two things. You cannot just wake up one morning and say, I'm going to make this person salary, or I'm going to hire this employee and make them salary. It is not up to you. I know this may sound crazy and you're saying, what do you mean it's not up to me? I could do it. Yes, you could do it, but you're doing it wrong. And you are subjecting yourself and leaving yourself open to a lawsuit for misclassifying somebody a salary when they are not. Okay, so what are the two things so that you can find out what they are so that you could see if that employee fits? Number one, there is a minimum salary requirement, okay? In other words, you cannot just say, hey, so-and-so, I'm going to pay you $2,000 a month. I'm going to call it salary, so therefore it's salary. And I'm going to be exempt from paying you overtime and lunches and all that good stuff. No, it doesn't work like that. The minimum salary is based on the current state minimum wage calculated times two. So I'm going to simplify things for you. It's the minimum wage times two, okay? So let's just say, you know, San Diego. If that minimum wage is 15 bucks an hour or so, it's 15 times two, which if we do the simple math is 30, okay? Or in some areas it may be $14 an hour. Whatever the minimum wage is, that's not the issue right now, is how much is the minimum wage. The issue is, you know, sometimes you got to be careful too. Employers with 1 to 25 employees might be subject to one minimum wage, and over 26 employees, they're subject to another higher rate of minimum wage. But let's just use 15 because 15 is a nice number. Let's just say the city you're in or the state you're in is $15 is the minimum wage. 15 times 30, okay? 15 times 2, 30. 30 times 2,080-hour work year, because there are 40 hours in a work week. There is 52 hours a year, 52 weeks in a year. So 52 weeks times 40 hours is 2,080 hours. Again, how did I get the 2,080 hours? Simply 40 hours in a work week. And the year has 52 work weeks. You multiply 40 by 52 and you get 2,080 hours. So it would be 2,080 hours times $30 an hour. And that should put you at about $62,400. So that's what, you know, you have to pay an employee per year to be able to meet the salary, the minimum salary requirement. Again, there is a minimum salary requirement, folks. You cannot just decide what you want to pay somebody. Yes, you can. And if it's lower than that, then they need to be hourly. If you don't think you can pay that person $62,400 a year based on $15 an hour minimum wage, okay, times two, right? It's the minimum wage times two. It's $30 an hour times 2,080 hours, because that's how many work hours are in 1 year. We did the math, okay? And of course, if minimum wage is $14 an hour, then that number goes to 58,240. But anyways, you get the picture, right? That number is, you know, a substantial number. It's not huge, but it's not $20,000 a year or 30 or 40 or 50, okay? So the problem where I see it most is a business owner will take an employee and say, look, I'm going to give you $3,000 a month salary. Well, if you do the math, 12 months times 3,000 is $36,000 a year. That employee is not getting the minimum salary to be classified as exempt. So therefore, they don't qualify, which means that that business owner is misclassifying them, which means that that business owner can be in lots of trouble. How? If that employee turns around and sues them, because then they're going to sue them, and they're going to sue them for every overtime hour that they should have had, every lunch break, every rest break, everything. And it will be the ultimate devastation for that business. Please, please, please get this right. You cannot mess this up. This is not something you mess up. This is easy. It's blatant. It's obvious. You cannot hide it. So you need to do this right, please. The next thing, because I said there's two things, right? Two prongs or two factors, however you want to put the information in your head. The next thing is, not every single position qualifies, okay? So not every position qualifies to be exempt and to be paid salary. The positions that qualify are those administrative positions, professional positions, management positions. For example, I'll use myself. Who do I have working for me? I have CPAs, accountants, and lawyers, okay? Those are all salaried individuals, okay? I don't pay them nowhere near that amount. They're all much higher, so I never have to worry about this, okay? But you may not be like me. So you got to be careful. You got to ask yourself, okay, what's the position? Not only do I have to meet the minimum salary requirement, but I have to know what that person's position is. Are they a manager? Okay, that will probably fly. Are they a salesperson? Not going to fly. Okay? Probably not a good idea if they're a salesperson. Are they a waitress or a waiter at a restaurant? Probably not. So you get it. Look, like in a restaurant, the manager might qualify to be paid salary, but the waitress will not. Okay? The chef might be, but the line cook or the busboy may not. Okay? So it's something you really, 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 really have to consider and take a look at. Again, paying somebody a salary and being exempt. And again, what are you being exempt from? Why do business owners want to do this? That's because they don't have to pay overtime. This saves the business owner a lot of money, okay? The employer does not have to provide a lunch break, okay? The employer does not have to provide a regular rest break. You know how you get those 2 10-minute breaks? The employer does not have to track hours. It is so much easier for the employer just to tell the employee you're a salaried employee. But 90% of the time, business owners do it wrong. And it's a very, very, very costly event. I will tell you that right now. It's a costly event, so don't do it. And beware of someone that starts off, let's just say, as in one position where they qualify to be paid salary and they change positions. And now they don't qualify anymore, so they have to be hourly. So you have to manage that situation as well. I get it. We all want to save money. This is not an area where you save money. Believe me, you'll regret it. You have to know how to pay your employees. We had a discussion about this where we talked about overtime and double time and breaks and all that good stuff. But today I took out the part about paying someone a salary, that specific part. Next week, next time we talk, I'm going to talk about 1099 independent contractors. A lot of people messing up that area. And a lot of people are messing up the salary employee area. To be salary, you got to meet the minimum salary requirement. You got to pay them on a 40-hour work week, double the minimum wage. Double the minimum wage. Double the minimum wage. I said it 3 times. Okay? And then they have to be in a certain position and or capacity working for you. So what they do for you matters. If they meet those two prong factor test or two prongs, they qualify, go ahead and do it. If they don't do it whatsoever. It's forbidden completely. I hope you get this, and I hope that anyone out there that is not doing it will start to do it ASAP, as soon as possible, right away. The lawsuits that come from this will cost you so much money, you won't know what to do. They have shut businesses down. Okay, I think I'm done for this episode with this topic, and I hope you guys got this, and I hope that you guys will follow and change if you are doing it wrong. And if you're going to start, do it right and listen to this. And if you don't understand anything, you can always reach out to me. I want to thank you guys for listening. Please subscribe and rate. Follow me on Instagram at BusinessWise Podcast, and let me know any topics you would like discussed.
This podcast is for educational purposes only, as well as to give you general information and a general understanding of the law, not to provide specific legal advice. By listening to this podcast, you understand that there is no attorney-client relationship between you and the host of the show. This podcast should not be used as a substitute for competent legal advice from a licensed professional attorney in your state.